Predstaviteľ.
Hello, my name is Jakob. I'm from Vienna in Austria. And I'm here as an Erasmus student. And I came here at the end of August. And I will be staying until at least the end of June.
Studentská zmeniava.
And I wanted to go for an Erasmus exchange because I think it's very easy to get one, especially at my university, so I just filled in a few documents and could leave already.
Slovenia in Ljubljana.
I decided to come to Slovenia because I've been knowing this country before. For several years, because a part of my family used to live in Slovenia until the end of the war, and when I started discovering my own family history, I came to Slovenia several times and found out that it's a good country and that I want to stay here a bit longer, and that's why I came to Slovenia for 1 year as an Erasmus student. I felt very welcome from the beginning, from actually my first day. The people are very friendly, and I also pretty soon felt very much at home here. And what I also especially like is that although my Slovene knowledge pretty sucks, most people are willing to speak Slovene with me and don't switch to English immediately, so I have a small chance that I really learn the language after some months.
Študentsko življenje.
I'm studying political science at the FDV. There are two main differences. One is like more a technical difference. The courses here are much longer. Like here I come to the course for 3 or 4 hours, and at my place is only for 1.5 hours. But the difference is that in most courses here I don't have to go there. It's not compulsory to really be in the course. And in Vienna there are many courses where I really have to be. And I think that it's not good for the quality of the course if you really have to be there. Because no matter how you feel that day or how drunk you are because of the day before, you have to be there, and then the quality of the whole course goes down. So I actually like it that it's on the one hand free to come or go, however you want. And on the other hand, that it also takes longer because you just have the chance to go more in depth within the lesson. The other thing is that I found out that some courses here that we have to take or we can take actually don't have to do anything with what I'm studying, because for example me as a political science student, I have courses in management and in news writing and things like that, and actually that hasn't got a lot to do with what I'm studying back home actually. In Vienna, most people live in flats and not in dormitories. That's the first thing. And therefore, they pay much more for their rooms because they don't have the cheap dorms. No, we don't have that coupon system. Student work is completely differently organized because if you want to work as a student, you get a regular contract and you have to pay tax for that also. Usually we stay in the city of our university also during the weekend and don't go home, like many Slovenes do.
Studentská gibania.
First of all, it's very unusual for Vienna that something like that happens, because I think we have a big majority of, I mean, we usually call it the affirmative majority, like people that are somehow, that don't really like what's going on in universities, and they don't like that there's too little space and too... like, you know, at the beginning of the studies, there are huge exams where they try to get out as many people as possible because they just don't have the capacities. And people somehow don't like it, but they wouldn't change anything and they wouldn't speak up against it. And during the last years, always it was like this on one institute there was something, then in the next semester maybe at another institute, then there was a small strike there, a small demonstration here, and so on. So it was, there was no big thing. So it was for me very surprising that something in this amount and in this scales appeared and happened. And it also was very very spontaneous again. I mean, it was a small demonstration. Tried to dissolve the demonstration, and it didn't work because they all went to the Audimax and squatted it. And now they're squatting it for about 5 weeks, and it still works. So, but it was like this, that as I said before, it was a spontaneous start. They just went there. Then they were there, like, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 people. And they were, I think, maybe a bit surprised themselves. Hey, wow, we're now in university, and we have the biggest lecture hall. What happened, yeah? And then decide, okay, we stay. And then they put up different working groups. I think in the meantime there are 70 or 80 different working groups working on specific topics. And they started organizing themselves. They installed a kitchen and so on. You know this from other squads, yeah. And then in the first few days, politics didn't react at all. And when they were asked, like especially the science minister, when he was asked, okay, there is a squatting going on, what do you think about it? He said, yeah, no problem, they will leave pretty soon. And now they had to move themselves and had to react to that. And now there is something like a dialogue starting. Most people are not very sure whether this will bring something, but at least politics had to react somehow. And this also, and I think just the fact that that politics had to react somehow and that there was solidarity also from some parts of politics confirmed the squatters in what they were doing. And so they're still doing it. And I hope with success sooner or later.
What are they demanding?
Basically, as most students protest in Austria, as far as I'm concerned, they started with very particular problems that everyone can see. Like, I mean, I want to have a place in a seminar, I just don't get it because there are too many people. Or I am in a seminar, but I hardly can breathe because we are 90 people in the room for 40. Yeah? These are the obvious things. And now they have a catalogue of demands that ranges from one main goal, which is comparable to the Education is Not for Sale movement, which demands that education should be here for the people itself and not for economic interests, and that education consists of much more than just employability, but that something else is going on with the human being that is educated. And one very important point is the redemocratization of the universities. We had a democratic system with different organs and gremiums where you could vote people in, and then they decided also with students and with professors together how the university should work like. And they changed it during the last years more and more back to a very autocrat system that the dean just decides, okay, we do this, and if he's backed by politics, this will happen. And as a student or as a lecturer, you don't have many possibilities to interact in that. In these decisions anymore.
Bolonski process.
I think we should ask what Bologna process actually is, because, I mean, as far as I understood, Bologna process is for internationalization of the degrees. It's for more mobility of students and scientists, it's for more mobility of young scientists especially, it's for the lifelong learning, and it's all in all very pathetically for better people and for the good of the people. And I think these are all goals we could briefly discuss because they all sound very well, but then the problem was Bologna process came together with the economic needs. And then suddenly Bologna process was implemented only as a system of speed and employability, as I said before. So I think this is the problem, that actually Bologna process itself is a thing we could use for a very good development, but at the moment it's just used completely wrong. So I think it could be a chance. Many students think that they're alone with their problems, I think. and or maybe they know, okay, some other people may also have their problems. But I think the interesting and important thing is that if we talk a bit more about our problems altogether, and then that we find out that we have all the same problems, and then we start working on these problems, and then we find out, oh, my problem has to do something with the great politics somewhere, then we find out how politics itself work. And if we are interested in how our university works and how I can develop and improve my own environment, then we also find out how to change bigger things.
Slovenia.
Friendly beauty.
Ljubljana.
Just the right size.
Bologna.
Never been there?
Erasmus.
Great. Especially cultural exchange.
Erasmus people.
Partly drinkers, partly very good friends.
Study.
Maybe the best, but also the most problematic decision I ever took.
Valalepa.
Yeah, prosim. Si veda.